Then there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. This was the Holy Gospel.
Tämä kuulemamme teksti on.
This text that we heard has become familiar to us this summer, at least to those who were at summer services. This is where the phrase first summer services came from. When I prepared for this sermon turn, I looked at the other gospel texts. This is written into more gospel texts. And as it is with the gospels, they fulfill one another in this. This is according to Mark. And Mark was he who lived with his mother Mary in Jerusalem. Their home was a comfortable place for the believers to gather. They took comfort there. And Mark was also included in this mission work and was a student of Peter and was his translator. And Mark writes in this way these words. And our text begins. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain, apart by themselves. Many times these three disciples were as if closest to Jesus. There is so much written about Peter, and we have learned so much. I won't stop at him. But when we remember, when we read the letters of Peter, Peter writes also of this Mount of Transfiguration. It was such a great experience for him that he mentions it also. And the boys of Zebedeus, Jacob and John were able to be with. They received the name of the boys of thunder. When Jesus went into a village with his disciples, they did not accept them, and these boys, James and John, did not, they became angry because they didn't accept him. But in the school of life, they learned. We heard yesterday in the sermon of our beloved brother of John how he lived to be old, lived with his mother Mary, and he became the apostle of love. And when our brother reminded us in his sermon yesterday, he repeated, children, love one another. His voice had changed from the voice of thunder. And we heard in the epistle texts of the other at Patmos Luot. But we won't speak of that anymore. And of James, we can mention
näistä opetuslapsista koki marttyyri kuoleman.
He was the first of the disciples to experience a martyr's death. Why is a martyr? And Jesus brought them up into the mount. Many of these events happen in the high mountains. This also. And it is so. Jesus wished to be alone with them. Many times this was not allowed. The people wanted to be where Jesus was, and they followed him everywhere. When Jesus tried to find a place alone, he was still surrounded by people. And Luke fulfills this, why Jesus brought them up into the mountain, not only to be alone, but Luke mentions they went to that high mountain to pray. Prayer is to the children of God and all man. Is a way to approach the Heavenly Father. It is a right given to us. I remember in my home, Zion, in Dalaima, one of gift an African brother brought. 10-15 years ago, he brought to our why there is a clock on the wall which has a picture of Africa, a map of Africa, and there were words in English. Pray without ceasing, read on the clock. Apart from the Thessalonians, that reminds us that truly we can live in the spirit of prayer, and we know when wrong happenings, trials or tribulations happen, we pray a bit more. But it is good to remember on a sunny day to give thanks unto the Heavenly Father for all the good that we have received. And Jesus taught us also this Our Father prayer, which we heard at the beginning of the sermon, and we will hear it again today. But they went into the mountain to pray, according to Luke.
Sitten sillä tapahtui aivan valtaisa asia.
And there was a great matter that happened. Jesus was transfigured, and why was it so great? The disciples had been so many times witnessing the miracles of the work of Jesus. Great miracles where Jesus healed the ill, awakened the dead, and fed many people with a small bread and fish amount, and so on and so forth. But they had always seen Jesus in his natural form as a person, as you and I. But now something happened which changed everything. They saw Jesus in his godly form. And the Gospels fulfill one another here. The text that we read tells us of Jesus that his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. Mark thought that how he would picture the change of the clothes, the robes of Jesus, and this is the picture that he gave us. Such a white robe that there can be nothing any more whiter than it was on Jesus at that moment. But Matthew tells us more. Matthew doesn't tell us that only the robes changed. Matthew says the robes were as light. But Matthew also tells us that his face shone as the sun. And that is something that is familiar that we heard at Patmos. His face shone as the sun. We know when we look at the sun, you cannot look at it too long. It is way too bright. And such it was with the disciples. They could not even look at Jesus. Just a quick glance, it was so great, that appearance. His face was as the sun. His robes were white as snow, whiter than white. And this is what they were able to see on the mountain. And we can think that they are people like us, that how we would react to such a sight if we would have been there. It is not only something to be honored, but it is also something to be feared. But there happened also much more. Suddenly there were two men with him. And for some reason that we do not know, the disciples knew them, even though they had lived hundreds of years before they themselves. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. There is something similar with the prophet Elijah and with Moses. According to the story of Elias is familiar to us, I will not begin to speak of it, but we remember the end. Fiery carriage, fiery horses came to take Elias into heaven. 40 days they searched for him, but they never found him. And Moses, the death of Moses, we also remember.
Jumala itse hautasi Mooseksen Nebon vuorelle.
How God himself buried Moses on Nebon mountain. But these we have learned. And in Christianity, in our churches, this is a parable. Moses pictures the law, and Elijah as a prophet, the gospel. The whole of this word of God. Law which brings sin out and drives man to the grace fountain, and the gospel which proclaims grace, and we uplift our gaze to Jesus, to Christ. Christ is the King of the Kingdom, our Lord and King. On Christmas Eve, he took the form of man in a form of a little baby, newborn babe, came into our midst, into our life. He knew and suffered as we did. He rejoiced and sorrowed as we did. And then it tells us, he walked amongst men. There was always people surrounding him, but he still knew that he was alone. He alone went towards his duty. The bird has a nest and the fox has a hole, but the child of man has nowhere to rest his head. This is how it is said. And then on the road to Golgotha, on the road of suffering, which led to Golgotha, where our sins were atoned for. I remember as a little boy sitting at the RY of Rovaniemi, which is my childhood home. The texts of Easter, Good Friday, they were as a very interesting, exciting story. And as a child, we hoped that when Pontius Pilate lifts his arm, that maybe now the right would win and Jesus would be freed. But it never happened so. Always. Barabbas was free and Jesus was nailed to the cross. This is so, and so it had to be, even though the mind of man does not accept this. A child, especially the child of a mind, cannot accept this unrighteous, that he was without sin and he had to die, a terrible death on the cross. But this was the will of God, And it was for our sake that it so happened. And we, with faith, we take hold of this atoning work of Jesus. And so it here tells us, Elia and Moses and Jesus were conversing with each other. Elias and Moses talked with Jesus. What were they talking about? And Luke tells us what they were talking about. Matthew and Mark do not tell us. They talked of the last days of Jesus. They spoke of the leaving of Jesus, which would happen in Jerusalem. They talked about that on Helatorstai happenings. What happened during his last days? When he arose into the glory of heaven, Ascension Day. Do you remember what the last words of Jesus were before the cloud took him into heaven? There were two. In the Acts of the Apostles, it tells us that he said, "You will be my witnesses, first Jerusalem, and then on to all the ends of the world." I do not remember what gospel it was, Luke or Mark, but just before Jesus arose into heaven, he blessed them. He blessed them. These were the last words of Jesus before he left from this time. He gave us a task to you and me, and bless, and a blessing. And I think even today, from this place, but also in many other different situations, we are doing this duty that Jesus came, gave us. We confess to Jesus, and when the mother and father, when they bless their children unto evening rest, say an evening prayer, bring him to Sunday school, bring him to church, and then confirmation. We do it everywhere where we speak, of the Good Shepherd, of the Lord Jesus, of the glory of heaven, of the angels of heaven, of the Heavenly Father, from the kingdom of God. This is all that duty that we do, that Jesus gave to us as a last testament. You must be the confessors of me. And that what we do, that it would carry a hundredfold fruit. And our text here continues. And Peter answered, he didn't have patience to wait. He said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here." When a human doesn't know what to do, some wish to act. They can't just sit still. Something has to be done, and Peter was like that. To do something when you don't know what to do, let us build a tabernacle, one for Jesus, one for Moses, one for Elias. Peter didn't really know what he was saying, for they were afraid. But then it went a little bit harder, for there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son, hear him." Mark doesn't tell us of the reaction, how Peter and James and Jacob reacted. They fell to the ground. They covered their faces. They put their face into the dirt and the hands in front of them. The holiness of God came too close to them. The holiness of God was so close to them, they couldn't stand it. It is good that the Heavenly Father speaks to us through a normal person. Our weak flesh and blood would not be able to take if he would speak straight to us from heaven. We wouldn't be able to accept this without fearing. And the disciples did not either. They covered their faces. And they wished to be farther away. And then a voice was heard out of the cloud. That is the verse that is the key verse of this text. This is it. These words. They heard the voice of God from the cloud. This is my beloved son. Hear him. There God confessed publicly that Jesus is my son. This is the Son of God who is with you here. And then listen, hear him. And how can we hear Jesus today? As Jesus himself said of his own children, his disciples, of the children of God, he who heareth you, he heareth me. Who rejects you, they reject me.
Jumalan valtakunnasta kuuluu hyvän paimenen ääni.
The voice of the Good Shepherd is heard in the kingdom of God. And how can very shortly say in this sermon, the words, how can we say it very shortly? What is the center of this sermon? I will use the same as Jesus said to his own disciples. Those whom, disciples whom he sent out to do mission work. The kingdom of God has approached. Repent. Believe upon the gospel. Isn't that the most center and the most important words? And there are many other. Today, this sermon are listening through many net radios, listening here in the tent. And there may be some beloved friend listening who does not have peace in their soul. The kingdom of God was once important in his heart, but it has gone away. Or someone who, after childhood faith, has not known God or the kingdom of God, even to you. The same voice of Jesus from the kingdom of God belongs to you. You, the kingdom of God is approaching you. Repent and believe upon the gospel. Believe the sins of unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This is the kingdom of God. This is the most center point of the kingdom of God. The living Lord Jesus Christ has told us to speak of this and believe upon the gospel. There are many of us here who have been able to be listening to the word of the gospel our whole lives. Oh, how many times it has felt that it has gone a little bit beside us. And we are thinking of something else. We have something else in our heart. We do not always have the patience to quiet and to listen to that most important gift of the gospel that we have. And now when it's raining outside around this area, there may be many in the campers or tents who have not had the patience to concentrate on the sermon. I remember once myself at home services, I didn't really concentrate on the sermon. It kind of went by me. And then the last hymn, the last words of the hymn, then It hit me, the last words, it was the gospel, maybe even to you at this time. We sang a familiar hymn that ended, on the morning of the day of the Lord, let me step before my beloved Jesus with the Holy, hand in hand. That was it. This is how we, brothers and sisters, wish to believe this morning with this flock. With the Holy Ones hand in hand before the face of the Lord, you can remain believing. Brothers and sisters, you can remain believing. All your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins. You have that permission to believe, forgiven. And you, beloved friend, child of God, listening through the net, wherever you are listening, believe you also, at that place where you are, all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. At the end of this sermon, I also wish to ask, can I also believe my own sins forgiven? In Jesus' name and blood, I wish to believe together with you, with the children of God, in Jesus' name. Amen.